So as we settle into a comfortable position, just going to let the mind settle, let the body relax. And you may be in a seated position, maybe in a supine position. And here we're going to talk and practice with chakras. What is a chakra? Where are they? How does it affect our persona in the psychic realm and also spiritual realm? And we're going to practice. We won't just keep it at theory. Chakra itself means, some of the definitions of chakra are wheel, chakrasan, wheel pose. It also means circle. Brahma chakra means circle or cycle of creation. It also means family. Dharma chakra is a group of meditators or a collection of meditators. And then just chakra itself, it's a quality, it's a point of mind. It's physically, it's where two nadis cross the Sushumna canal. It might be a little bit more technical than we want to get into here, but just suffice to say that you've got one pipe, and that's the Sushumna canal from the tailbone up to the crown of the head. Runs right along the spine. And then you think of a double helix of two what we call nadis, or, and those crisscross the Sushumna canal, and where they crisscross are chakra points. And we've got six chakra points. We've got more than that, but we've got the base one is Muladhara. That's at the tailbone. And then you go up a little bit, you got another one, Svadhisthana chakra, the pubis region, Manipur chakra at the navel, Anahat chakra at the heart, Vishuddha chakra at the throat, Ajnan chakra at center of the mind or pituitary gland. And then from there, the nadis come out through the nasal passages, and that affects your breathing. Sometimes you breathe more left nostril, more right nostril, depending on what you're doing with your physical or mental body. And the Sushumna canal shoots straight up to the top chakra, Sahasrara chakra. And that's going to be our theory there. Let's get into the practice. Get right into that heart region. Just mentally call your mind to that heart. The heart's a good one to be at for multiple purposes. According to the yogis, the heart is the first chakra that's completely sentient in nature. It's the fourth chakra. The two lower chakras are static. They're needed. They're needed. They take care of very basic functions of human life. And then the Manipur chakra is related with rajasic, mutative quality, energy, physical energy. So the two lower chakras deal with bodily functions. The Manipur chakra, third chakra, deals with energy. That's why it's so hot at the navel. Navel point's the hottest part of the body. It has a lot of energy there for moving your physical body. And then the four higher chakras are more related with mind. Not exclusively with mind, but predominantly with mind. Just draw your whole mental feeling to the heart chakra. It's right where you would expect it to be. So use your force of intuition and find it. You're breathing there, you're cleaning the whole passageway. When the mind sits at a particular chakra point, the chakra itself is like a substation of mind, but when you bring it to your focus there, the mind starts to settle. The mind likes to focus in on one point, otherwise it's drifting all across the gamut of human, you know, it wanders. So let it sit there. Just keep your channel eyes harnessed to mind right at the heart. Each chakra is related with different tendencies of mind. And these are universal from one person to the next. In Sanskrit, the word is vrittis, tendencies of mind. And human beings have basically figured that out. Because in each and every community in this world, everybody talks about the heart with love and compassion and all sorts of very sentient and good feeling. Why did everybody choose the same spot? All these human groups, they came up with different languages. They came up with different ways of doing so many different things. Cooking, eating, all these things were done differently, different parts of the globe. There was no communication, but they all felt that the human heart is responsible for feelings of love and compassion. It wasn't just by accident that that happened. It happened because people feel that there. They feel a physical sensation there. And that physical sensation there is not related with the beating of the physical heart, but with the heart chakra, that quality of mind that is there at that chakra point. So as we come into a very sentient place there and let that heart just breathe in and out right through that chakra point. You're just clearing the channel. And as that, you're depositing yourself there, depositing, it's like making a bank deposit. The more you deposit your mental force there, the cleaner and the more dominant those feelings become in your persona. It's like if everything, anything else. The more you think about something, the more active it is. Same with your heart chakra. See if you could feel your invisible mind have a physical effect at the heart just by concentrating there. It will affect your physical body, your mental body, and your spiritual body. Like everything in yoga, it's very practical. There should be some type of practical manifestation where you feel some difference, that when the mind becomes refined and subtle and you harness it at that spot, then the body feels a sense of tranquility and ease, and the mind feels satiated, comfortable, and spiritual body starts to flower. It means refinement. And let's go up a level to Vishuddha chakra, right at the throat. Start focusing there. This chakra has two basic qualities. Vish, poison, amrit, nectar. Whenever someone speaks, you can feel the vibration of their voice, regardless of what the words are. What is the quality of that? It depends what they're accessing there in their throat, what quality of mind. And we always want to be our voice to be like nectar, because the mind is very sentient to that place. By not focusing on our voice, but rather just getting the mind to concentrate at that space, to focus in there. And although each chakra has a color and a shape and also an acoustic root, a sound that it's related with, here we're just going to work with it as a psychic phenomenon in terms of focal point of concentration, because that itself is a way to start with it, where you don't feel the mind move at all, but you feel focused right at that spot. Go ahead, take some time just to focus right in there. As if the mind is sitting there. Whenever the mind sits still, it brings a sense of joy, of energy. Find that place. Let's go up one more level. Find the center point of mind. Use your intuition and find that center point of mind. I'll give some clues how to find it, but first you use your intuition. How are you going to get there? It's invisible. Yet it's very tangible, it's palpable. When someone says, center your mind, where are you going to go? How are you going to get there? When we talk about the Ajnana chakra, the sixth chakra, we're talking about one's eye feeling. Biologically, it's the pituitary gland. Existentially, it's one's eye feeling of where you reside in this universe. It's an individual point, but it's essential, and it's a defining point of really of your being, what your eye feeling is like, what it's associating with. And here, the I means the pronoun I, not as in, yeah, you can call ego, so to speak, but it's your sense of self. It just find that most nuclear point. Keep backpedaling within, find it. In this world, we're constantly defining ourselves, and we define ourselves at this point of what we think we are. This point for the yogi is a point, a launching pad from our perceived self to our true self. Perceived self is external sticker label about what we think our role is. And true self is our link with something greater than what we perceive ourselves to be. And this I feeling is like the bridge, Setu. It's one linking point between unit and vast. And it happens right there at that Ajna Chakra. It's just a matter of perception, conception of an ideal. You just think that I am vast like the great ocean. I am vast like the sky up above. And just let all unit boundaries disappear and dissipate. As you breathe with that sense of, everybody has a feeling of longing to become great. This is vistara, the sense of expansion. This is inherent within each and every human being. And this is what we're tapping into at this ideation, at this chakra point, of making ourselves vast, not narrow-minded where we can fit our ego on the head of a pin, but vast where we feel connection with each and every corner and pore of this universe. So give yourself some time to practice there, to tap into your intuition and associate with something great. And then ultimately we push the mind to the very crown, what we call in biology the pineal gland, in yogic energetic sense is known as the Sahasrara chakra. It's called the thousand-petaled lotus chakra. It's the controlling point, the top point. And just get the mind up high. This is where you can feel it there. It has a physical effect. All these chakra points are related with glands, and they secrete, and that will affect physical and mental body. Based on every thought has a secretion point. If you think fear, then you'll start sweat or nervous. You'll sweat, perspire. So every thought is related with a particular glandular secretion, and you live that, becomes your experience. This chakra point also has a very, just like, sweet nectar. And it's very, this is where yogis feel bliss, when the mind becomes focused up high. And just think of it as refining or cultivating all those most refined, higher sensitivities and ideals in life. Where all the petty vrittis, all those petty tendencies of mind are totally non-existent. They can't live there. This is when people's mind is up there, they have their face becomes a little bit shiny, it has a physical effect on their demeanor, their overall vibration. So just try and push the mind up there. How are you going to do that? Think of that as just being the gateway, where the unit mind just opens up and flowers into the great ocean of consciousness. The more we cultivate thought and longing in this direction, the more clarity we gain. So take some time to meditate, to think, and to yearn to experience something great. The more we're able to concentrate on various chakra points, the greater our mental strength becomes. The more at ease we are, the friendlier. It cultivates all sorts of good qualities. And it opens up our spiritual sense. We realize that we have a spiritual body, that we're not just sticks and stones and bones and blood vessels, but there's a whole psychic body, our whole emotional spectrum, which doesn't come up on any x-ray. And beyond that is our spiritual body. It's as real as the physical body. It's a question of how much we recognize it. And that is based on quality of mind. And as we concentrate more on those chakra points, that we can feel them more in our, and gain greater control and help them channelize the mind to a very refined space. So it's a whole new aspect of our persona, but very, very important. And ultimately, this is that frontier that humanity is going to march fully in and ultimately realize all the beauty and love that abounds in these more subtle aspects of our human experience. Namaskar.